It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good morning to you. Welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show, 8 o'clock hour. Happy that you're here with us. If you're listening to the podcast, thank you for doing that. We do appreciate that. You follow the show. Talked to somebody the other day when I was down at Asymmetric Solutions, and he's like, yeah, you know, I'm retired. I don't get up quite as early as I used to. But I always catch the show because I listen to it on the replay or the podcast. And I appreciate that.
Lots of ways to listen.
There are. And we're
catch anything you missed today by getting the show podcast at 971talk.com.
Thank you, Carl. Scared me there a little bit. We're on Rumble. We're on X. And eventually we might be back on Facebook when I get out of Facebook jail. But right now I'm eating rations, three hots and a cot with Diddy. So in the meantime, we can't broadcast anything live on there.
It's a hard knock life for Mark.
I am not on Epstein watch like Diddy is, though, so it's all good. I'm in a good mood. Don't have to worry. Diddy did not commit suicide himself. He doesn't know it's coming yet, but when that list comes out, if those tapes come out, woo! Watch out, man. Hollywood is going to be reeling. All right. We've been talking about the debate that's coming up tonight. We're going to get to more on that with John Putner coming up in a few minutes. Maybe what people are expecting or not expecting, or they have high expectations, or they just don't care. It happens tonight. We're going to air it live right here at 8 o'clock on 97.1 FM Talk, so you can hear it right here. And right now, though, Carl, let's get to the top stories of the morning, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I'm here in my personal capacity. I would say, depending on how long it lasts, could be incredibly disruptive to commerce.
That woman, I don't know what she does like Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. She is the Secretary of Commerce for the United States of America and says she has no idea what's been going on with these strike talks because she's not been paying any attention to it. How's that a thing?
The world I grew up in was one where I think for the first time really in American history, you know, my parents' generation did not expect their children to necessarily have a better life than they did.
Yeah, there you have it. That is J.D. Vance. They're floating this about two-minute piece out there where he's talking about his childhood. If you haven't seen Hillbilly Elegy, look this thing up because it tells you a lot about where he's coming from and why that's going to appeal to a lot of voters tonight.
Someone has to go and light a fire under Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I mean, sorry to pivot right to the political aspect so quickly, but they're slow on the draw. We saw it with East Palestine. We saw it with Maui. They are slow to reactiveness.
That is, of course, Jason Miller working for the Trump campaign, complaining that the Biden and Harris administration was really slow, they feel, on this FEMA response. Remember what George W. Bush went through after Katrina? Oh, there's none of that here, even though they appeared to be woefully unprepared for what's happened in this storm.
I gave up basketball to follow Jesus, and I know that in a lot of people's eyes, that seems like a loss in the world's eyes.
Wow. Talk about putting your money where your mouth is. That guy right there, right? Is giving up his professional basketball career. His name is AJ Griffin. He was apparently a number one pick. I don't follow the NBA that much, but I've heard the name. And this guy is got plenty of money. Apparently, the Rockets are buying him out of his contract. And I don't know. Usually, it's a first round pick. I thought you got some kind of guaranteed money. But it's not like he's, I don't think he's necessarily walking away with, millions and millions and millions of dollars. What do you think about that?
Wow. I mean, he's 21 years old. You're right. First round, 16th overall pick. I mean, I love to hear this because doing something this dramatic, that's really not the word I want to go with, but that's what's coming to my mind right now. But making a move like this is going to shock people in all the right ways. I think this is something where people are going to question, wow, I mean, if he's willing to, in their minds, throw all of this away, that's how they're going to view it, to follow Jesus, maybe I should look into that. I mean, I applaud this guy so much. I think that is so admirable, and I hope that he uses the platform that he has. I don't know how many followers he has on, say, social media. I would imagine quite a few if you're a fan of basketball and follow the NBA. I hope he uses it for good. I trust that he will.
They're a good team. Number one, he had a 2-year contract. He would have earned $10 million over the next 2 years. He's not injured. It doesn't seem like he's doing it because he wasn't playing enough. I mean, he had a fairly good average as a player.
Money helps, but you can't take that with you when it's your time. So,
I mean, he wasn't the star of the team, but still, NBA training camps apparently opened today, and he wanted to give the Rockets a little bit of fair warning here that he wasn't going to be part of it. Listen to how he described this in his words. Go to that full bite on 15, Carl, please.
I gave up basketball to follow Jesus, and I know that in a lot of people's eyes, that seems like a loss in the world's eyes. But I just want to let you guys know that I'm super excited because I truly get to serve, with my full yes. And I feel like letting go of basketball is allowing me to, go into full-time ministry and truly serving the Lord with all my heart, with all my time, too, as well.
I love that.
Isn't that something?
I love that. And not everyone's called to do that. I think you can serve the Lord and have a full-time job or be in the NBA. And that's why the Lord calls people to different roles. And I think him listening to what he feels like God's calling him to do is, again, that is so cool. And I have chills listening to that statement because as a follower of Jesus, I mean, it's very clear in the Bible, like, you will be persecuted. And if you are outspoken about it, as I have been, you absolutely are going to get hate for it. And I'm sure he will as well.
It's clearly not just about the money to this guy. He could have hung around for 2 years and done this 2 years from now. And even if he wasn't the biggest star on the Rockets team, he would have banked another $10 million. Now, which means he's probably already got a couple million in the bank, which will ease his transition. But still, he left a lot on the
table. He almost has 21,000 followers.
He says, this decision may seem crazy or abnormal to the world, but I'm not here to please man, but only my Father in heaven. Amen to that.
Wow.
You have to fear the Lord over man. And that's the problem, is that people are so scared. And I'm not pretending like there haven't been things I've been scared to say, but I've worked through a lot of that in the last couple of years and been bolder, and I'm still continuing to work on that. But we can't be so scared of what our neighbor or friend or whoever it might be, we can't be so scared of what their reaction is going to be to us that we're not willing to say it if it's truth.
Right.
Truth and love.
Yeah.
You don't have to, it doesn't mean that you're going out and slamming a person and being rude, but you need to speak truth. That actually is the loving thing to do, but the left wants to say that you're a bigot and all the other names they throw at us if you speak truth.
Trying to shut you down. Wait till John Kerry gets a majority in Washington and he can stop those pesky First Amendment rights that you have.
That's a roadblock, right? It's a roadblock.
Several
that
people asked
First
me about
Amendment.
That yesterday. I know. That was a pretty amazing sound from John Kerry. Coming up, we'll talk to John Pudner. He used to work for George W. Bush years ago. He's now the president of the Take Back Action Fund. He's got some takes on tonight's vice presidential debate. That's all.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories,
the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up, we'll be back.
I wrote Hillbilly Elegy because I wanted to give people a sense of what it was like to live in a community like mine. I didn't think a whole lot of stories were told about white working class Americans. I didn't think a lot of stories were told about people who were struggling with some of the problems we were struggling with, joblessness, drug addiction, and so forth. And I thought that I could tell a story that would make people understand my family a little bit better and maybe in the process understand the struggles of a lot of families.
Yeah, I think the world that has not paid much attention to J.D. Vance is going to get a little flavor of how he grew up tonight and understand that of the two people that will be in that studio for this vice presidential debate, he's not the weird one. That would just be my take on it. Let me get to John Pudner and find out what he thinks. Of course, president of Take Back Action. And John, great having you on again. How are you?
Thanks. Great to be on.
Yeah. What are you expecting this evening? It sounds like Tim Walz and company are really trying to lower expectations at this point.
Yeah, and my first counter is clearly Tim Walz is the greatest debater in the history of the universe, so anything less than that would be a disappointment. So, yeah, you're right, the expectation game. But you pointed out the other interesting word. Clearly, with all the focus grouping Democrats do, they've hit this word weird that they think is their ringer. You know, it's kind of the distraction from all the issues and the border and inflation, everything else. And I just wonder if that's going to backfire. I think you could make the case that in the end, Americans may decide some of their views are the weird ones, and from the transgender to other things. And I was just on a bus tour of Wisconsin, and Moms for Liberty person Scarlett Johnson just came up with this "Make America Normal Again." I mean, I almost think that's the argument on the right now.
I love that.
Do you think this is going to be make or break? Because I know that the VP pick can maybe sway some voters, but obviously the person at the top of the ticket is going to be the key, right? That's going to drive people to vote for a particular candidate. What kind of an impact do you think J.D. Vance or Tim Walz could have with the debate tonight?
I think it's a bigger one than normal. One, because it's just the last debate. I mean, that's obviously different to not have a presidential coming up later. So that's a big one. But also, I think in history, even back to my days in the presidential, you know, the VP can kind of clean up a debate that didn't go as well for their running mate. And I think we saw that Bush had one really bad debate back in 2000. Cheney really cleaned it up with a nice one. I think Pence did that. I think Trump had his worst debate. And then Pence had a good follow-up debate after it against Harris. So I think that's where J.D. Vance really has it. And really, because the last debate was a 3-on-1, to kind of do his fact-checking on Harris in this debate and point out things that were just false during the past debate.
Yeah, it's true. And you don't get many memorable moments from these vice presidential debates, like the whole Lloyd Benson, Dan Quayle thing where I knew Jack Kennedy, sir, you're no John Kennedy, or whatever the line was. So going into this, and I played that bite intentionally, John, J.D. Vance is he is the American dream embodied. I mean, I grew up in Middletown, Ohio, where J.D. Vance grew up. I knew the area where he grew up. My dad worked with his grandfather at the steel mill. I mean, that was honestly, they you know, the kids coming out of there, we called it the ghetto. They were the poorest of the poor, and he made it to an Ivy League school and became immensely successful. And I don't know how the left can possibly play that down.
Yeah, and it is such a nice counterbalance. I mean, they have commercials running nonstop. You know, we get them now. It was Ohio getting them 20 years ago, but now they're with the swing in Wisconsin, nonstop, and just, well, Trump's rich, so he's out of touch. Well, that's where J.D. is a nice anecdote. You know, this by the bootstraps, bring it up. You know, so yeah, I think you're right. I think that is his real appeal, and where he was a strong pick from a VP perspective.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess we'll find out tonight. We're going to be airing it here on the radio station as well for people that are out and about. So, John Pudner, we appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. President of the Take Back Action Fund, and he's been I guess he's the only one to run a campaign defeating a majority leader in a primary. So he's been a candidate himself, and glad to hear he's out on the campaign trail, working in Wisconsin and some of these other states.
Going back to what you mentioned, or maybe it was John who mentioned the thing about fact-checking. I mean, we saw what happened with ABC when they moderated. They kept fact-checking Trump, didn't say anything about Kamala Harris's lies. Did I see that CBS came out and said that it's going to be up to the candidates to fact-check one another? They're not doing it. They're like, we're not stepping in that, because we saw what had the backlash that happened when ABC did that, because it was so slanted.
You know the stolen valor thing's going to come up tonight.
Absolutely.
And you know, J.D. Vance being a veteran, he has every right to bring that up.
What's his grammar, Mark?
He just bad at grammar. He didn't mean to suggest that he really carried a weapon in war. It was just a weapon of war when he carried it, you know, not in war.
Well, and if he can say he was born in the middle class, then that negates any wrongdoing, right? If he misspoke?
Yeah. Yeah, that is very
Kamala.
True. Remember, St. Louis police officer David Lee, the one who was killed by the drunk driving illegal immigrant. There's an effort to try to help out, a fundraiser with Backstoppers. We're going to tell you about that coming up.
I think that if you have an EV vehicle, you should have to power it by a windmill or solar. Otherwise, it's just pretend.
One of the messages left on the listener comment line, you can do it as well through the Odyssey app, right there where you see the 97.1 logo just below it. There's a microphone. Click on that, and you can record a message up to 60 seconds to send us. We were talking about that this morning because EVs came up in light of this flooding in on the East Coast, and reports that when these cars are submerged in water, when water hits those batteries, it often causes the cars to catch fire. And it's the same problem firefighters have. They have to train specifically on how to put out fires in these EVs because they're very hard to extinguish.
Which we also saw what happened, I think it was Chicago this past winter, when, I mean, below zero temperatures, and the EVs just wouldn't charge. You had crazy long lines of people parked there trying to, you know, get access to these charging stations.
Well, you probably should, there should be a rule that you have to charge them using solar or wind. So if it's not sunny and the wind's not blowing, you're staying home that
you're
day
not
and
driving.
Cleaning the house.
Get out the scooter.
Thank you. Give me my internal combustion engine. Thank you. Hands off my red Barchetta. That's all I have to say to you. By the way, this happened this week, so I remember I played this last week, and that would be when Laura Ingraham was talking about this. And Carl, I thought I had this bite queued up, and now it's not here. Oh, there it is. Hold on. Laura Ingraham brought this up on the air at the end of last week, and we talked about it. Here we go.
Well, turns out George Soros is asking the FCC to fast-track his nationwide radio network takeover. According to the New York Post, foreign company ownership of U.S. radio stations is not allowed to exceed 25%, but a filing acquired by the Post details Soros is asking the commission to make an exception.
Yeah, well, that's now apparently official, that the Odyssey, the company that owns this radio station, has come out of bankruptcy. And as part of the deal out of bankruptcy, a hedge fund, I guess, operated by the Soros family, purchased a portion of the radio group. There's 215 stations. That's probably not an accurate number. It's over 200. I know that are owned by our parent company. And they out of bankruptcy, obviously got rid of a lot of debt, but they also became a private company. And now they're owned by, in part, about 30%, maybe a little more than that, of this hedge fund operated by Soros.
235.
And there's a lot of misinformation out there about it. I'll just tell you, we were as concerned about it as anybody when it was announced. But at the end of the day, it's not a majority ownership. The question with the FCC was, they had a rule that a foreign company, and Soros has dual citizenship, but a foreign company cannot own more than 25% of a media company. And the FCC has allowed exceptions for that with other companies. Maybe it was Cumulus or iHeart. I don't know. They've allowed exceptions before, and they allowed exceptions in this case. So it's above 25%. But nothing close to like a majority. So in other words, It's the same management team, and we're not expecting any changes here. I think that's the important thing to remember, despite what you've heard. I know Mark Levin was complaining about this the other day because his station got his show got dropped from a station that was an Odyssey station somewhere, but they just traded his show out for another conservative syndicated show that wasn't Levin's. And it had nothing whatsoever to do with this because this deal wasn't even complete at that point. And to our knowledge, to the best of our knowledge, it has no influence on the day-to-day operation of this radio group. The concern is, in an election year, you've got somebody like Soros who has dabbled in politics worldwide. He made his fortune by manipulating currency in countries worldwide. We know that he donates to a lot of left-wing causes. There's no doubt about that. But there's no reason to believe that it's going to have any impact on what we do. And the important thing here is that if it does, you'll hear it from me first. I'm not going to put up with that. I mean, since I've been at this radio station, and it's been since 2010, so 14 years now, I have never been told what to say or what not to say on this show. And that's not going to change. And if it does change for some reason, you have my word that you'll be the first to hear about it from me. So I just want to throw that out there because there will be lots of reporting on this today. And, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, we're no happier about it than anybody else. But all that matters is if it has any impact on content, and nobody here expects that at all.
Yeah, I mean, you and I have, even since this deal was set in motion and we knew about it, we've discussed things related to George Soros.
Oh, yeah,
so
absolutely.
There's been no impact, to just back you up on that, on what we say and when we say it and how we say it. And to your point, Mark, I think all of us would be wanting to be very transparent about it if that ever changed.
Yeah, well,
and wouldn't stand for that.
And we're going to be as honest about it as we can be. I mean, I it's not there are people in town that would lead you to believe it's something it's not. And there are national hosts who are talking about it it's to the best of our knowledge that it's something it's not. And you know, I don't know about you, if you've ever worked for a big company, lots of things happen at the top corporate level that you just have no impact on. You have no control over, and all you can focus on is what's in front of you. And what's in front of you is the way we cover world news, local news, state news through a conservative lens, with my opinion and Annie's opinion and Mark Reardon's opinion and Brian Kilmeade's opinion and the other shows that we carry on this radio station. None of that's going to change, just so you know that. And again, if it does, you're going to hear it here first. So you can take that to the bank. All right. We've got a deal coming up where you can help Backstoppers this week. And a portion of all the proceeds is going to go to Backstoppers. And it's going to specifically help out the family of Officer David Lee, who was tragically killed by an illegal alien drunk driver about a week ago. And we're going to have all those details for you coming up. Stay tuned. Just a little bit of news here before we get to our interview. Do you use Salesforce in your job? If you do, we've been informed this morning that apparently there is some worldwide outage of Salesforce.
What is Salesforce?
Well, I mean, among other things, I know they do, like, for in one of my previous profession, they do a lot of, like, presentations for financial companies and stuff like that. Sales, it's a sales application, basically, where you can show charts and graphs and that sort of thing. And they've developed it into an app, and it's supposed to help drive business. And a lot of companies use it across the spectrum. And lots of different companies use Salesforce. Automation, integrated platforms, all that. And we're told that there's some problems with it this morning. Now, yesterday, the problems were with my cell phone because my Verizon service didn't work. I'm not saying there's any connection between the two, but just so you know, if you use Salesforce, there could be some disruptions today to your business. So stay tuned for that. If we get any more details on that, we will certainly let you know for sure. Right now, I want to tell you a little bit more about what's going on with my friends over at the Hair Saloon. And right now we got Tom Twelman with us from Hair Saloon. Tom, welcome into the show, my friend. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing just fine, Mark. Thanks for having us on.
Absolutely. So it just so happens, you know, this is pure coincidence, I have an appointment at the Hair Saloon in Ellisville today.
Fantastic. That's why we do it.
I knew it. So I'm going to go out there today, and I'm going to spend my money to get my hair cut very well by my friend Jana. What is your company doing this week on behalf of the folks at Backstoppers?
Yes, sir. Well, we're at all 16 St. Louis hair saloons. This week we're donating 10% of our proceeds to the Backstoppers in honor of Officer David Lee, who unfortunately lost his life, about a couple weeks ago at this point. But yeah, it's just it's whenever we hear these tragic news stories, you know, it's an opportunity for the community and for us to step in and, you know, honor not only his sacrifice, but really I think it ultimately comes down to what the Backstoppers do, which is support the loved ones, the families of these heroes. And so, you know, being able to support his wife, his kids, you know, through such a tragic event and show that the community is not going to forget, I think is one of the most important reasons why we do it.
Well, thank you for doing that. I mean, that's fantastic. You guys are always there for Backstoppers.
Yeah, it's an organization that's close to us, and you know, we've been, you know, supporting the organization for many years now, and you know, through the Guns and Hoses event, and we've done these type of events when you know, police officers or even firefighters have lost their lives in the past. But you know, it's an opportunity, and you know, we can't do this without our great partners, our franchisees, and the partnerships that they jump in with 2 feet on. We can't do this without our team. I mean, you mentioned John at Ellisville, and you know, them being able to step up and do this as well, but also, you know, our charitable guests, you know, Mark, I mean, you're coming in today. I mean, you guys are always supporting, you know, when we do these things, and our guests are stepping in not only to just come in and get a great haircut, but I've already had guests ask, well, how can we donate more? You know,
oh, wow.
So we're collecting donations at every saloon as well, cash or check. And of course, we'll add that to the total that we provide to the Backstoppers.
Well, thanks for doing that. And obviously, we mentioned this before, but every day you guys give a discount to first responders, right?
Yes, sir. At 25% off to our everyday heroes. You know, it's been doing that for 27 years now at this point. And, you know, it's just our small way of saying thanks for what they do, you know, each and every day, which is serving the great communities that we operate in and you know, the support that they provide us.
So this is through October 5th, is that right? So people need to get online today or call their local hair saloon and book a haircut?
Yes, sir. Yep, through Saturday. So again, yeah, if you want to jump on our website, hairsaloon.com, or, you know, we have a mobile app as well where you can book appointments, of course, but you can also walk in and try to grab a spot. But I'd recommend the appointment and then come on in. And like I said, if you don't have time to come in for a haircut, you know, we're accepting donations if you feel so necessary to do. But yeah, so this week through Saturday, October 5th.
That's great. Tom Twelman, great having you on. And thanks for all you do for our first responders and in this case for Officer Lee's family.
I appreciate it, Mark. Thank you, and thanks for your support as well.
Absolutely. We will talk again soon, my friend. Tom Twelman there with the Hair Saloon. Want to give them some recognition for that. If you stop in any of their stores, 16 locations, they're going to donate 10% of everything they make this entire week and give it to Backstoppers specifically for the family of Metropolitan Police Officer David Lee, who was killed in the line of duty, Sunday the 22nd?
And you know, Backstoppers is also supporting the family of T.J. Brown, he's the Ferguson police officer who no longer in a medically induced coma, but he's been in the hospital with a severe brain injury since early August. That was the officer who was shoved to the ground in that surveillance video we saw by the protester who was there on the anniversary of Michael Brown's death.
Have there been, I know they had a GoFundMe page for Travis Brown as well. The thing I printed off said it had raised $160,000 so far. I know Backstoppers has stepped in to help.
Over 160 is the last number I saw.
So he's out of a coma. Have there been any updates on how he's doing? I mean, with a brain injury, I guess.
Improving is all I've seen. The big development was that he's not in a coma anymore, but I mean, it's going to be a long road ahead regardless.
Yeah. Anything we can do on this end to help out any of them, you know we're going to do it for sure. Those folks at Hair Salon will also shave your head if you're not careful. I'm just kidding.
Mark, you should do that.
My head.
Why don't you do that?
I did that already.
I know. I'm talking about again. That's why I said again.
No reason to get carried away. But they did shave my head, and we raised $10,000.
Take one for the team, Mark.
I'm going to need my
hair.
It's starting
your
to get
wife.
Cold.
Show
it's,
up and let Michelle react and get it on video.
It's starting to get cold outside. I need my hair. Anyway, hey, have a great day. We are going to get to the Brian Kilmeade Show coming up here in a minute. Annie and Mark will be in later today. Enjoy the debate. We'll be carrying it live right here, 8 o'clock Central Time tonight on 97.1 FM Talk. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Get more at 97.1talk.com. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.